Okay. Hallelujah. Name is Christ. Before we come up to pray together, I would like to share with you a passage for mutual encouragement. Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 7. Luke, chapter 7, verse 47. The book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 47. Verse 47. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. So the first time I share with you during a prayer session is that if we want to follow Jesus Christ, we must deny ourselves and sell everything that we have and follow him. And even if you and I want to follow him, we must follow him by faith. Because without faith, we cannot touch our Lord Jesus Christ. But when you and I touch our Lord Jesus Christ, then we become complete as a person. Just like the woman who had issues of blood for 12 years. But after she touched our Lord Jesus Christ with faith, no longer she had that problem. But now, touching him is not enough. We also must live a life to love him. What does it mean to love him? Because when we go toward our Lord Jesus Christ, we want him, right, to love us. We want him to, you know, resolve all our difficulties. But when we live a life to love Jesus, it's no longer we just ask him to do things for us, but rather we are willing to do things for him. Now, my wife and I, we really like different kind of food. But the way we eat our food is also very different. If she had really good dish or good food, she would eat the good food first. And then I would save the good food for last. Then before I, you know, get to my good food, she would just get a chopstick and take my good food, right? And I'm like, why do you do that? And she just smiled, right? And I can't say anything, right? Because she knows I always keep the best for last. But she eat her good food first. Then she also have good food at last because she eat my food, right? And, you know, the reason I'm very joyful because I'm going to meet her in Hawaii. And I ask her, hey, what kind of seat do you have? I just texted her just now. Like, what kind of seat do you have? She's like, oh, I'm going first class. Like, how does that happen? Like, oh, it's only 10,000 miles more. Like, all right. What about when I'm flying, right? I remember when I was in L.A., two times I got upgraded to first class. And then my wife asked me, is there any flight earlier than that? I like, yeah, there's a flight earlier than that, but I'm not going to be able to get on first class. She's like, come on, is it worth it to fly first class? You know, you get to come to see me 2 hours earlier, right? Guess what? I get the flight earlier. I get stuck in between two big people, right? And twice it was like this. And I tell her, see what I do for love? Right? I said, do for love. 2 hours, right? 2 hours, see her extra for 2 hours, and have to forfeit my first class seat to upgrade. And then I never get upgraded again, right? It's not that easy, right? What I'm saying, for us, we always want to love our Lord Jesus Christ more. And how do we love our Lord Jesus Christ more? Here, in verse 47, therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. So when we be able to live a life to forgive others, and we live a life to realize how much our Lord Jesus Christ forgiven us for our sin, then we realize how much he loved us. And when we realize how much he loved us, then we will live a life to love him back. Just like Sister Steffi, her testimony about her family. Before, I mean, anything that her mom says, she probably gets so aggravated, right? I mean, a simple question, were you praying? And she just feels so aggravated. Why she get aggravated? Because during that time, maybe she doesn't really understand how much her parents love her. But then after, you know, the 6 months of going to chemotherapy, and she realized that my parents always by my side. And then after that, you can see that she loved her family very much. And she said she can't even lie to them. So this is the kind of relationship that you and I need to have also with our God. You know, for me, since I was young, I can never ever raise my voice at my biological parents. Why? Because I know my parents love me so much. They sacrificed their lives for them to bring us to America. I remember one time during a communist. You know, you live under communism, you cannot eat any kind of food by yourself. Anything that you find, even you find a rat, you must bring that rat and, you know, and share with the whole community. And if you eat anything by yourself and they caught you eating by yourself, then you can be executed. So one time in the middle, at midnight, my mother, she said to us, come here. I have something to, you know, for you to eat. And she make this Cambodian dessert, right? And we haven't had the dessert for many years. But she managed to find things and be able to make the dessert. And then the next morning, my brother and I, of course, when we talk to our friends, we boast about it. Like, oh, guess what? Last night, right, our mother make us some good dessert to eat. But we didn't realize one of the, you know, young person that's with us, he was an undercover, like, communist. So he spied on the whole group. So when he heard this, the first thing he did, he went to tell the communists. So they came, they arrested us. Of course, they tied us, and they were going to kill us. They had, you know, they had me and my brother on our knees and ready to kill us. But my mother heard about it, and she ran, right? She ran toward us. And all I heard during that time, please not kill my sons. It was not their fault, it was my fault. Kill me instead. And that's what I heard as a young boy. And I still hear that voice when my mother, you know, does something to aggravate me. I just feel, no, she loves me very much. Right? And I still hear this voice. And thank God during the time the communists did not kill her. And the same thing on our way from Cambodia to Thailand. Sometimes the journey takes about 5 to 7 days. There's no food to eat at all. And our parents, my mother, any kind of thing that she find in the jungle, especially when it comes to drink, she would, you know, give us the drink first. And afterward, you know, she would drink our urine to stay alive. Right? This is our mother. Can you imagine our God? So that's why for us, you know, when my brother was in jail, my older brother, when he's in jail for 7 years, of course, he thought all his gang buddy loved him very much. And for 7 years, none of them go and visit him. But my poor parents. The other time, my dad is already in his late 70s. And they're old. And the jail that he went to is like 4 or 5 hours drive, one way. The first jail that he went to. And my parents used to drive, right? They're so old. The both of them would drive just to bring my brother his favorite food to eat. For many months, for many years, they continue to do this. And thank God, a couple of weeks ago, I received a picture from my brother. And the picture is that he was helping my mother, you know, do gardening, right, and do farming, things like that. And I was very touched. Because now I think my big brother realized that how much our parents love us. And because of this, that's why he's out there on the farm, right, just helping my mother and, you know, harvesting the vegetable and things like that. So I was very joyful. So just like this woman here, why was she able to love our Lord Jesus Christ so much? Because she knew how much our Lord Jesus Christ had forgiven her for her sin. And she knew the reason why Lord Jesus Christ be able to forgive her, because he loves her a lot. And look at the Pharisee, right? Let's go to chapter 7, verse 36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And look at verse 37. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. For me, when I read these two verses, it's very interesting, right? Because a Pharisee, he's the teacher of the law. He's the one that knows the scriptures just like the back of his hands. But in verse 36, the Bible says, then one of the Pharisees. This means, even though he's a Pharisee, he's just one of them. So it's not a big deal. But look at verse 37. Verse 37 says what? Behold, a woman. And this woman lived in the city. And this woman, she was a sinner. So in other words, the Bible wants us to focus more on this woman than the Pharisee, even though she was a sinner. Even though, you know, this woman, she's a sinner, but the Bible tells us to behold her. But let's study the Pharisee first. He asked our Lord Jesus Christ, to come to his house, just like some of us also ask our Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts. But do we truly love our Lord Jesus Christ? And how do we know? Look at the Pharisee. Verse 39. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, he would know who and what man of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." So here the Pharisee, even though he invited our Lord Jesus Christ, come to his house to dine with him, but did he truly believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? No. He didn't even truly believe that Jesus Christ was a prophet. Why? Because he said within himself, if this man was truly a prophet, he would not let this woman who is a sinner to touch him. But look at the woman. Verse 37. And behold, a woman in that city, he was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. Verse 38. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kisses his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now, for the woman to go to this Simon's house, the Pharisee's house, it must took a lot of effort. And for her to enter the house and found our Lord Jesus Christ, it also took a lot of effort. So to love our Lord Jesus Christ, there's a lot of effort you must put into it. But when you love him for a while, that love becomes effortless. In other words, even you can do so many things for our Lord Jesus Christ, it seems like it's nothing. Really, I remember when I first met my wife. And during a time, I used to be on the phone with her for hours, right? For hours. And usually like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we would talk to one another, and sometimes we don't say anything. We're just on the phone. Right? Because we just know the other person's on the other side of the phone, then you just feel satisfied, right? And sometimes like, well, let's go to bed, right? I have work tomorrow, you have school tomorrow. Let's hang up, and you know, on three, let's hang up, right? Say 1, 2, 3. Are you there? Say, yeah, I'm still here, right? You know, because that is love. And I used to remember, because I live about half an hour from downtown Boston area. And I used to drive her to get up early in the morning. Early in the morning, maybe 5:30. 5:30 is the theme. 5:30 in the morning, right? And go and pick her up and drive her to school. And then I have to drive back home, then have to go to work. Why would I do that? Really, why would I do that? And for it took me 3 hours, right, every single morning just to drive her to school for me to go back to my house. The reason I did it because I love her, right? I love her. And then even though I did that for like a couple of years, it was so effortless. But now sometimes, and I live on the second floor, right, and she asked me, "Rudy, can you go get a drink for me?" The drink is downstairs, right? I say, "Do I have to?" Because I'm in the middle, I'm sleeping. She asked me to go get water, right? Go get it yourself. No, just kidding. I do. But I know, I do get up and go get it for her, right? Go get for her. And this is love, right? So when you and I love our Lord Jesus Christ, first, we will give him our best. Just like this woman. This woman, she went to the house, and what did she bought? An alabaster fragrant oil. Actually, this oil costs a lot of money. But she brought that for our Lord Jesus Christ. And then look at verse 38. And she stood at his feet behind him weeping. Can you imagine that, right? Can you imagine I'm talking to you and there's a sister behind me weeping? Right behind us? Very strange, right? That's very embarrassing, right? Especially she knew that all the Pharisees would think that she's a sinner. But that did not stop her. She went there, right? And wept behind our Lord Jesus Christ. Right behind his feet. So this is what it means to love our Lord Jesus Christ. To love our Lord Jesus Christ, to truly humble ourselves before him. To know that we are nothing without him. And this is love. Just like a love between a man and a woman too. One day when you find your Adam, when you find your Eve, you just feel that without that person, you cannot live. Without that person, you cannot breathe. Why? Because that's the love that you feel inside, just like for God. Just like this woman, she just feels like God is everything to her. That's why she went there, weep behind him, and then she began to wash his feet with her tears. I mean, she must have cried a lot. Because if the tears only dropping on his feet is no washing, right? But he said she began to wash his feet with her tears. So the same thing for you and I. No, when we really love our Lord Jesus Christ, we would do anything. We would, you know, we give ourselves to him. But we must learn, right, to be humble in front of him. We must learn to truly, right, show our tears to him. Then not only that, and then she tried to wipe them with the hair of her head. What does this mean? What is the woman's hair? Where is the woman's hair, according to the Bible? It's her glory. So this means she gave the most glorious part of her body to use what? To wipe the lowest part of the body, that is our Lord Jesus Christ's feet. So that's why for us, we must give our best to our Lord Jesus Christ, the most glorious thing about us. I mean, that can be, you know, our different gifts that we have. You know, earlier when I saw Brother Alan play the piano, right, I admire him so much, right? Because when he plays, so effortless, right? I mean, I love music, but I'm so bad at music. I cannot sing, I cannot play instrument, right? Even now, I'm trying to learn the piano, I'm like, donk, 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 you know, that's like 3 months later. I'm like that, right? But Brother Alan, he's playing close in his eyes, like, really? I was sitting right there like, man, I don't even want to sing, because when I sing, I ruin his, you know, I ruin his piano playing. But when I see that, like, and you see that, I'm sure he's been playing the piano for many years, right? I mean, I know him for many years, and all I know, you know, he's a choir conductor, and he's always playing the piano. But when he plays, he still has a kind of heart. He feels so much joy, right? And you see the faces, right? I mean, look at his faces. And Ruth, the same thing, too, right? Ruth, the same thing, too. I look at her, right? Wow. Just really amazing, right? And this is why, because you feel this kind of love when you do things for the person you love. You feel this kind of joy inside your heart. So that's why for this woman, the most glorious part of her body, that is her hair. And she wiped the lowest part of her Lord Jesus Christ, that is his feet. But she didn't care. She didn't care. But look at Simon the Pharisee. Because he's the one that invited Jesus to the house. And then our Lord Jesus Christ, look at verse 44. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? Right? So why did our Lord Jesus Christ look at the woman and ask Simon, do you see this woman? This means that, yes, even though you're a Pharisee, even though you know the scripture really well, but you should learn from this woman. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, do you see this woman? I enter your house. You give me no water for my feet. Why didn't Simon give water for our Lord Jesus Christ to wash his feet? Because Simon did not think that our Lord Jesus Christ is someone important. Because during that time, the culture is that if any guests come to your house and they are important guests, you would give them water to wash their feet. Because, you know, they wear sandals and it's all dusty and their feet will get very dirty. So the first thing you do is to give water for them to wash their feet. But Simon, of course, did not think that Jesus is that important. So that's why he's not even willing to give water for our Lord Jesus Christ to wash his own feet. Never mind Simon washing Jesus' feet. No. So for us, quite often, yes, even though we want to invite Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts, even though we follow Lord Jesus Christ, even though we want him to do many things for us, but do we do things for our Lord Jesus Christ? And that is the question. If we follow him, if we ask him to do things for us, and if we don't do things for him, then our life cannot be complete. And that's why as minister, the greatest joy actually is to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing else more than that. But this is our greatest joy. And we are sure that any brother and sister who also serve God, they also will find this peace and joy inside their hearts. And look at Simon. Alleges Christ one day, he did not give him water, right, to wash his feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. This is a contrast between loving Jesus and between not loving Jesus. Look at verse 45. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. Actually, the Middle Eastern culture during that time. When you go to someone, actually they give you a kiss, right? Here and there, right? And that is very common. That's where something very normal. Just like giving someone water to wash their feet. But Simon, he did not do that. Because he did not think our Lord Jesus Christ is that important. But this woman, she has not ceased to wash our Lord Jesus Christ's feet and also to wipe with her tears, and this woman did not cease to kiss our Lord Jesus Christ's feet. You can see the contrast. And then our Lord Jesus Christ, once again, verse 46, you do not anointed my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with the fragrant oil. 47, therefore I say to you, her sin, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. So what does that mean for you and I? This 2 weeks at NYTS, and I'm sure every one of you come to an understanding that our Lord Jesus Christ loves us very much. And the only way to repay back this love, we also must love Him. And how do we love Him? It's to truly humble ourselves before Him. It's to give our best to Him. And always be able to express ourselves to Him. And this is love. Do not be like this Pharisee. And that's why when our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, say to the woman, look at verse 48. Then He said to her, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Because when we live a life to love our Lord Jesus Christ, then for sure, we would not do anything to sin against Him. If we know how much our Lord Jesus Christ loves us, and we know that every time we sin against God, we once again crucify Him. If we really understand and know this, then how can we do anything to sin against God and to put Him on open shame again? There's no way. There's no way. And that's why, you know, for us, this is a goal that you and I must reach. Reach to the point to truly understand how much our Lord Jesus Christ loves us. Because when we understand how much He loves us, is to understand how much He has forgiven us for our sin. And we truly come to an understanding, then we can truly live a life to love our Lord Jesus Christ. So now let's come up and pray together, and we just ask our Lord Jesus Christ to give us more love, right? So we can serve Him better. Now let's come up and pray together.